This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare and Technology Channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Michael Trader, president of M2Sys Technology, that oversees their Right Patient Healthcare Division. Right Patient offers fast, accurate patient identification to mitigate risk and avoid complications that could arise from misidentification. Michael, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, you're more than welcome. So why is now an opportune time for healthcare organizations to investigate the adoption of more secure, accurate patient identification solutions?
Sure. Really, the short answer is because the healthcare industry is changing. So, you know, we're seeing health data being digitized and access to care increasing at a rapid rate. And both of those things make it even more critical that patients are identified correctly and reliably. Not only does that have a huge impact on provider costs, but it also affects patient safety and quality outcomes.
If you would explain how your biometric patient identification solution works and what distinct advantages it offers over more traditional forms of patient identification.
We provide a patient identity management platform called Right Patient. Right Patient links a patient's biometric data to his medical record so it can be instantly retrieved and the patient's identity can be confirmed whenever the patient interacts with the provider. So the platform seamlessly interfaces with any electronic health record software and other third-party systems and enables providers to leverage any combination of different forms of biometric technology for accurate patient authentication. Some examples of those different types of biometrics include fingerprint, vascular biometrics, which include finger vein and palm vein, iris, and facial recognition. So using technology like Right Patient is really the best way to prevent duplicates and overlay medical records, mitigate fraud, and provide the highest level of care.
Why would you say it is important for healthcare organizations to invest in a patient identification solution that can be expanded for ID at each and every patient touchpoint?
That's a great question. I would say that this is really important because technology and changes to the healthcare landscape are enabling patients to interact with their providers in different ways than what we're used to seeing. So, for example, patient portals, which are required under the HITECH Act. We've also seen advances in areas like telemedicine and wearable technologies. So patient authentication is about more than just registration PCs within your hospitals. And providers really need a platform like Right Patient that can scale as the market continues to evolve.
Today, we are with Michael Trader, president of M2Sys Technology, that oversees their Right Patient Healthcare Division here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Michael, how does the use of biometrics for patient identification help increase medical data integrity, and why is this important in the context of EMPI interoperability initiatives and health information exchanges?
Well, connectivity and interoperability are major focus areas for health IT. When you have multiple providers sharing data, such as in a health information exchange or an ACO, or when you have large health systems with potentially many disparate data domains, data integrity is critically important to performance and patient outcomes. Right Patient provides a front-end mechanism to positively identify a patient from any location and avoid the creation of duplicate or overlay medical records, which can really quickly poison data integrity. On the back end, the platform seamlessly interfaces with EMPI systems to ensure that the patient's complete medical history is always retrieved, regardless of the location where the patient's being authenticated or the EHR data source that is pulling that data.
Lastly, what impact has Right Patient made for the healthcare organizations that have deployed it for patient identification?
The biggest impact is increasing patient safety levels through easy, fast, and reliable patient identification. Providers must have access to a patient's complete medical history to provide the highest levels of care, and this can only be accomplished if the patient is identified correctly. And that's exactly what Right Patient ensures. The platform also eliminates the risk of identity theft and safeguards access to our personal health information. And providers also gain enormous financial benefits from preventing the creation of duplicate and overlay medical records.
Michael, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about your Right Patient Healthcare division and to be in touch as well.
Sure. You can find out more information at rightpatient.com. And we're also on Twitter at @rightpatient and Google Plus as well under Right Patient. And you can find us on LinkedIn as well. And our corporate parent company's website is www.m2sys. That's M as in Mary, the number 2, S-Y-S, like system.com.
Very good. Certainly got the bases covered there. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final takeaway here for the listener?
I think with all that's going on in the healthcare industry, we're seeing a lot of changes to the healthcare industry. Our hope is that all of the provider organizations out there recognize the fact that patient authentication is becoming more and more important to our safety as patients and to realizing high levels of performance. And from a provider perspective, that is important not only because of the obvious reasons that they want to provide high levels of care, but also financially as well, because we're moving more towards a pay-per-performance model. And so, that really has a direct impact financially in terms of reimbursements.
Well, Michael, certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Michael Trader, president of M2sys Technology, that oversees their Right Patient Healthcare division. Right Patient offers fast, accurate patient identification to mitigate risk and avoid complications that could arise from misidentification. And once again, the website of reference is simply m2sys.com/healthcare. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.